There was a wall between two walls. And so there was a wall in between two chatzeros, and everybody made a self-contained eruv. Both back gardens made a self-contained eruv. And the wall came down on Shabbos. Mutorim letaltel. Kol HaShabbos, you're allowed to carry the entire Shabbos. So although the wall came down, you may continue carrying on Shabbos. That's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel is talking about a case. It's extremely helpful to have the picture over here, picture number 15, on the side. I think it's really helpful. There should be at least one spare pictured edition. At least. And I can see one over there. There should be, I know there's, yeah, very good. Okay, do you want to just, because it's a bit complicated to explain the case, and it's really helpful, the fact that I made a picture of it. So we're looking at picture 15. And what have we got over here? We've got a big courtyard and a small courtyard. And one goes into the other. Have you got it? Picture 15. No, I think this edition might not have. Truth is that Mishnah Berurah in the bottom has a bit of a picture. Do you know what? This edition may also have a picture. Just not such a sophisticated one. Shina and Dalet, Gimel. There's two pictures in the bottom. It's probably around page 488 or the page before that. This is it. That's it. Perfect. That's right. Which page is it? 48. 486. Chotze ketano. You've got a chotze ketano, a small court yard. Shenifretzo koidem Shabbos, which broke open. The wall broke open on Shabbos, before Shabbos. Koidem Shabbos, before Shabbos. So you've got over here, can you see a back garden and a front garden? They've got a big and small. Can you see the grey shaded area? That's where the wall used to be. And that wall came down. So we've got a front, we've got a large garden and a smaller garden. And there used to be a wall in between, which now has come down. Okay. So Chotze Ketana, Shenifretzo Koidem Shabbos, the Chotze Ketana, the small courtyard, Shenifretzo Koidem Shabbos, which the wall came down before Shabbos, b'miluah, entirely, legdoilo, into the larger courtyard, ein, ve'ein, b'pirtzo, yoyse me'ese amas, and this pirtzo, this wall, was less than 10 amas. This opening must be smaller than 10 amas, but now, yes, you've got an opening between both courtyards, gardens, gdoilo muteres, in the large garden, large area. Muteres lo itzikelim shushofsu pebayis lechatzei ro imevo leatzmo. You are allowed to carry in the large garden, even from the chotzer to the house and vice versa. Vektano, however, the smaller one, the smaller chotzer, courtyard, asur lo itzikelim shofsu pebayis lechatzei ro. You're not allowed to carry within the smaller courtyard, elim ken evu yachad, unless they've made an eruv together. So the smaller one is actually also, the big one is muta. Vehainu, and that is, kshenichnosin kos leaktan legdoilo. That's when the scenario is exactly as described in picture 15. Vekshekson leaktan muflogim shloshet tfochim ksole erich agdoilo. There is a distance of at least three tfochim between the two walls. As you can see on the right hand side and on the left hand side, there's at least three tfochim between. Dim loy ken, if there is no 3 tefachim between, then Isaktan and the Teres al Denirim Chutshav and Bifnim, then it would become one large garden, and you'd be allowed to carry in both gardens. So Rabbi Yisai, in a nutshell, if you've got this scenario over here in the bottom, what happens is that you are allowed, and the wall came down between both chatzeros, you are allowed to carry in the large chotzer, even from the house to the chotzer and vice versa, but you are not allowed to carry in the smaller chotzer, from the house to the chotzer and vice versa. That would be also. It's a separate unit, and that chotzer becomes also. However, if the walls are one wall, and there's no distance between the smaller ones and the larger ones, less than 3 tefachim, then it would be considered one wall, and then becomes one chotzer, and therefore permitted to carry in both areas. We move on to Seif Dalet. Gag, which is the final Seif of this Siman. Gag, Kotten, Shenifrat, Koitim, Shabbos. You've got two roofs, and this Gag Kotten is a small roof. Shenifrat, Koitim, Shabbos. And the wall came, of this Gag Kotten, the roof. And that roof had Gakon Shenifrat Kodim Shabbos B'Milu Legagodol, and there was between the two roofs there was a sort of separation, kind of a wall, and it broke open. This wall broke open, and now it's leading onto the next roof, one roof, the next roof. Kodim Nostro Le'Alo Yisrael of Kelim Shavs B'Vayis. You're not allowed to carry in the small one, exactly like in picture 15, in the conceptually. For Galmut, and the large one is Muta. Fushi b'mechitza ba'is nikoris l'misho emed al agag. That's only if the mechitza is recognizable. Again, same as in picture 15, same concept. How will you end the nikoris? But if they're not recognizable, kigoyin shagag boilet aleim. If you can't see the walls from outside, avakamnis becomes a kamnis. Elim ken p'suach l'me ba'is chaloin abamus. Unless there's a chaloin, because then it would be a chaloin of Pesach, as we've learned previously. Okay. Simon Shin INA page 488. Okay, we're going to have to get a clear idea of picture number one. What is picture number one describing? What have we got over here? It's a new topic over here. Simon Shin 9A, what have we got over here? What have we got? And this, by the way, resembles very much what we have got in contemporary block of flats. Okay, what's that? Balcony, very good. So we've got houses with one courtyard, and there's a ladder going to the top floor, which is not going directly into the houses, but there's like a balcony in front. What's the name of this? How would you call this? It's not balcony. What is it? Terrace? What is it called? What is that? Is it balcony?
Yeah, all the way through, they're not subdivided.
All the way through?
So it's not subdivided for each house.
It's a balcony. It's a balcony? Okay, although it's not meant for relaxation, it's meant for accessing. Still called balcony? Yeah? Let me ask, is that called a balcony? Would you call it a balcony? The upper area, is that a balcony? Yeah? So when you have got do you know the fire? He reminds me very much of the fire. You know, sometimes you've got staircase outside the block of flats. Fire escape. Would I call it balcony as well? The platform? Why is it not called it? What is it called?
Balcony needs to have a space to sit in.
What you're describing with a fire escape would be more of a staircase.
More of a staircase? So,
landings on it. But if you had a whole thing to access it, I guess it would be...
Okay.
You could call it balcony, but it would be part of the fire escape.
Okay, good. Okay, my question is, can you carry on Shabbos on this balcony, yes or no?
You know where you have it. You have it behind Mowbray Parade.
You do indeed. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that, yeah. Very good. Are you allowed to carry there, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes? You need an AOF? Is it like a court, like a back garden? Do you need to make an oath with your neighbour or not?
It might be dada, but it doesn't have walls.
It doesn't have walls, it's not a shush, therefore should be bottle, and therefore you don't need to make an oath, you're saying. You say you don't need an oath? You do need an oath? No need.
It could be bottled to the commoners of the Mishisharabna.
Okay, he's saying that it's not its own domain, it's going to be part of something. Okay, so Seif Aleph is going to discuss this a little bit. It's called a mepeses. So we've got the picture clear, yeah? We've got houses. In front of those houses, there's a shed. common balcony, ladder going down into the front chotza, and chotza itself is obviously open to a kamalis, or to a mavoi. Okay, mir pesas, a balcony. Is there pictures in the back? Something, yeah? Is it similar? Can we just have a look? Picture number one, yeah. But he's got different pictures. Oh, let's see, let's have a look. Yes, here. This is it. Yeah, can you just show it around for a second? Because it's slightly different, but the same. Okay, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us about this mirpeses, this area. Mirpeses, a balcony, a communal balcony. Shehu derech lalois, lalios, that this is the way to going up. Hapsuchim lo, this is the way to go up into the block of flats. Voimedes, and it's standing, this balcony standing. Bechotza, it's this, the sulam, the ladder is standing in a chotza. Va'oilim lo besulam, and people are going up with this ladder, going up. Uvneu aliois yoridim emeno, and the people living in this top floor, they're going down through this balcony, through the ladder, down, lechotza into the chotza. Va'oivim lo shuzrabim, and that's the way they access and reach the public domain. The halacha is of this mirpeses, of this balcony, the halacha is as follows. Einom oisrim al bnei hachotze. They do not asa the people living in the chotze, meaning, the sulam toiras pesach olav. The sulam is the equivalent of a pesach. Now what was a pesach again? What was the halacha of a pesach? What's a pesach? An entrance? What do we learn about pesach? That's right. It's a Pesach, it's a door. This sulam is considered like a door. It's considered like you have two chotza. You've got one chotza in the ground floor. You've got one chotza further up. And Pesach beinayim. And this mir pesach is a Pesach, is a door in between. So you're very right. Who said it's not a domain in its own? Who said that? Did you say that? It's not a domain in its own? It's not, did you say it? It's not a domain in its own, and that's very much what it's saying. On the contrary, it's just a Pesach. It's an access point between various chatzeros. Sheim rotzu ma'avin yachad. If they wish, they may do an Eruv independently. Ve'im rotzu kol echad ma'arav le'atzmo. Alternatively, they can all make an Eruv on their own. U'belvat she'ov v'kol b'nei mepes le'atzmo. But people on the top floor, they must make an Eruv on their own. Kadesh t'iregel ha'materes b'mkoymo so that they can carry over there. So Rabbi Yisai, to answer the question, this mir pesach, in principle, the ladder is considered a Pesach. So in real, you could have people living on the ground floor, living happily on their own, and people living on the top floor, living happily on their own, and you may not carry top floor down or down up. You could do it like that. And all you need to take into consideration then is that the ground floor people need to make an Eruv together, and the top four people, they need to make an Eruv on their own as well. That works. But what happens if they want to make an Eruv together? So say in Mowbray House, if the people on the top floor want to make an Eruv with ground floor, so the halacha then is, they can't make an Eruv chatzeros together, and otherwise they're not allowed to carry, top floor can carry down, and down people can't carry up. Does that make sense? So it's mamash like we're looking at it as two different chatzeros. Yeah. Into the Shuzabim. It's reading ultimately into the Shuzabim. It's not directly into the Shuzabim. But that's the way the top people can only reach the Shuzabim by going through the ladder down into the chotza downstairs. Yeah.
Is this different to an entire internal block of flats because that's all under one roof, or would it be similar in terms of the different floors and landings inside a multi-storey block of flats?
What do you all think about Sai? Is this the same than a block of flats or is it different? Is the mere passage the same than the landings in a block of flats or is it different?
You could say that because there's a roof over the whole thing and therefore it's all mechusa, then maybe
it's different.
You can't ever give it Torah's Carmelis. But at the same time, it could have a similar. I don't know.
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know why, but I seem to remember that we don't compare to this semen. We compare to a different semen elsewhere. But I don't know why. It sounds very, very similar indeed. So it's a good, very valid, very interesting question. It's a good question. Good question. Steve Cotton, 1 minute. Yeah, no, maybe. I think you're right. It is the same. Yeah, I think it is the same. I think this is the same malacha than a block of flats. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we'll leave the tale for tomorrow. Okay. Okay, we'll stop off here. We'll discuss Steve Base tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I wish you a very good evening.